looking out at the devastation and
you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because he indeed is Lord. He's above it all, and in him we live, we move, we have our being. We walk with him. We're engrafted into the vine, who is Christ, and we are an extension of the kingdom of God on the earth at such a time as this, to do the will of the Father, to be his human agents on the earth, led and guided by his Holy Spirit, to war in the realm of the Spirit as it's manifest in the natural through us. As we pray, as we intercede, as we do the things that God would lead and guide us to do, it affects in the natural the war that is taking place in the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, you got to understand that that which is in the realm of the Spirit comes into the natural through human agents and through human beings. This is the reason that the Word was made flesh, even as it talks about in John chapter 1. The Word was made flesh in Christ Jesus and came and dwelt among us and walked among us and had a human experience and did a particular work that was necessary in order to also create the bridge back to the Father of our spirits. That's why Jesus is the second Adam. That's why it was necessary to make that bridge and that pathway and the door to be open. No one comes to the Father except by Jesus. So no one comes to the Father except by me, John 14. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. So you have to go through him in order to be able to exit out and exit through. So now, that being the case, how now do you and I live, and what should be our priorities? When I look at this situation, and I look at the lack of training and the lack of skill sets that are among those who would call themselves in the body of Christ, it's concerning, because in many places, those that should have been leadership in the body of Christ have abrogated their responsibilities. They have not fulfilled the role that they're supposed to have. Well, what's the role? Well, the role is mapped out in Ephesians chapter 4, that he talks about God gave, in verse 11, some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and pastors, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts. Doesn't that sound like today? Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corruption according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in truth, in true holiness. Okay, it continues to go on. But here's the thing. In the body of Christ, you and I, we were called to grow up So when the Spirit of God wakens you up and quickens you, from that point, it's a journey. And as you move in that journey, you get stronger. As you walk and you follow Christ, your spiritual legs get strength. As you go through trial and adversity, you get spiritual steel in your backbone. You go through some things. You know that God can take you through. You learn. You're equipped. So you're going through that part. Yes? And so you're having your journey. Now the role of those that God gave as leadership in his body, and the only thing that's not to lord over somebody else, okay? That's not the way that it works in the body of Christ. But God gives certain roles to quicken and to encourage and to strengthen. What did Jesus say? If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, learn to serve. You learn to serve the body of Christ. You learn to serve one another. You know, every true leader in the body of Christ that I know, and I've traveled all over the world and I've met tons of people and I've met so many people that would call themselves, that they would try to want to lord over in a certain way. Listen, the truest servants of the living God that I know, they are all servant-hearted people. They put themselves out there on behalf of others. They are not selfish people, not at all. They're giving, they're generous, and they're beautiful, beautiful spirits. And they are there to, and those that I have close to me, that I consider, both people that have that position and they can speak, you know, counsel into my life, in the life and the journey that I have on this earth, and those that have earned that place, mind you. Because listen, you don't get close I've got to be mindful of my own soul too, right? I've got to be a steward of my own soul in this journey with Christ. Well, I've learned to sift through people. I've learned to test the character of people. I've learned that those that have a vested interest in the outcome should stay further away. And those that are truly led by the Spirit, that basically just they're one desire is to fulfill their purpose for which God has put them on the earth and to be an encouragement and a strengthening to the body of Christ. Those are the ones that you should be listening to. The ones that don't have a vested interest in the outcome because they don't benefit one way or the other from what you end up doing. And they just want to see you fulfill God's will and plan and purpose. So they're there to encourage you in that end. Get counsel like that if you're going to listen. You know, we have tried very, very hard here to keep people from looking to us to be lording over them. Listen, if we wanted to create a cult following here, we could have done that a long time ago. That's not what God called us to do. It is not what anybody's supposed to do. Who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Paul wrote this in his letters. Are they not but servants by which you heard this word? You know, one man waters, one man plants, another man waters, but it's God that causes it to grow. You want Jesus, and people should be pointing you in the way of Jesus. Listen, the complete anemic state of the quote-unquote body of Christ in America and around the world is also a responsibility and a shame on those that would be calling themselves leadership. Because what have they done? They have turned it into a means of godliness. They see a means of materialism. They see godliness as a means to financial gain. Godliness as a means to position in this world. Godliness as a means for power. Godliness as a means to stroke their own ego. Do you not see the difference? Here's the thing. It's your soul. It's your journey. Do you want to be paralyzed and sitting in the pews of some place for 20 years and wasting away that window that God gave you on the earth? Or do you want to move on with what God is doing? Do you want to move on with what God is doing? I believe that those that listen here, you want to move on with what God is doing. You are tired of the lies, tired of the deception, tired of the trickery, tired of them keeping you locked into a bondage and a prison. Listen, Jesus Christ came that you would be free. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What do? They want to strip you of that freedom because they need you as a slave. They need you to be serving that system so that they can extract your 10% and put it into their coffers and keep everything going, and they need to build off of you. Listen, the body of Christ, you should know things by now. You should be having discernment by now. You should be able to see and understand by now. I believe that those that have been listening here, and those that have been listening to people like our buddy Zeph at Zephnet.com, Zephreport.com, and people that have been reading, you know, and people, you know, there's good voices out there. There's guys like Kunita, he's great. People like Brother Thomas, great places to read and check out his blog. Amazing resources out there like Barbara Marcotti and Cornerstone Books. These are good people. These are people that love God with all their hearts. These are people that are doing the work. But when you have when you abrogate your spirit and you put it on the side in order to belong to a club, you're destroying your own spiritual walk. Here's how it works. You go to God 100%, all in with Him, and you let Him lead and guide you to who He would have you to be with, who He would have you to associate with, what He would have you to do. And if it's the case that He wants you to have a fellowship, you'll have one. And if not, you will walk in the desert. It doesn't matter. But you need Him primarily, not man, and not the agendas of man. Does it make sense? See, one of the things that I've seen now, and I've seen people being destroyed by this, is that people, because they say they want to, so they say in themselves, they need a fellowship. They just got to have that. They got to have some people that validate their life. So they need that. So therefore, they go and subscribe to that. And in doing that, because they say they need that, and they put themselves in that situation, now they're telling themselves what they need in order to follow Christ. And in that pursuit, and it's a subtle thing, brothers and sisters, it's a subtle thing, and it begins like that. But without a heart to say, look, God, whatever you want, and you have to yield yourself to Him first, and then let Him lead and guide you. And only you know in yourself whether you've given yourself completely over to Him or not. And if you have not, what happens is, and if you try to start doing these things and putting these forms of godliness there that you need because, hey, you just don't want to be left out in the cold, or you just are afraid of being on your own and what that might mean. But what's the end result of that? Well, now you start going along with groupthink, and you start going along with these other things because you're not listening to the voice of God anymore. You're listening to your own counsel. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why? Because people are looking at and listening to their own counsel and not the counsel of the living God. And you need the counsel of the living God in order to function, in order to pray, in order to know how to be in this life. Listen, I, for myself, God has had me go on a journey, and I have paid a price in the natural, in the realm of the spirit, you know, even in just my physical being, all of that. But you know what? Whatever that is, nothing compared to what I've inherited and I've moved in the realm of the Spirit and what God has given me. Oh my gosh, I would pay it all over again 1,000 times without even thinking twice. Because I know what I have in Christ Jesus. But I've paid a price. And in the price that I've paid, I know that the words that God has me speak, they're not like other people. They're not like other people. It's not. I know that. So I have a confidence in the realm of the Spirit. Because why? Because God takes over. God speaks through. So it's not the same thing. Listen, we don't choose. In the kingdom of God, we don't choose what we will be and what we will do. You receive that free flow from the Spirit of the living God, and He will decide what you are. He will destine what you are. And it will bring peace and fulfillment and joy in your spirit. And that's what you want. You don't want your own plan. You want His. Because the King knows you've been fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows every hair on the top of your head. He knows everything about you, and He knows what will fulfill you. He knows what will bring you joy. He knows the path that where you will make the impact that the Spirit and the Kingdom of the Living God wants to have on this earth. That's what you want. You don't want to go through this life, try to do your own thing, and then at the end of it, go stand before God and have to give an account. He's going to... If God says, hey, I had this for you to do, and you say, well, God, I thought this was what I should have done. Then it's you in your own mind. You don't want that. You don't want that. Just go a little bit further in your thinking and imagine yourself having to stand before God and give an account. How does that work? How does that make you feel? Are you cool with that? Yes or no? Well, if not, then time to change. It's repentance. It's course correction. Some people, and just maybe a slight readjustment, some people, this may be a whole 180 turn in your life. Whatever it is, just get on His page. You want to be on His page, because that is the path of life. That is the path of truth. That's the path where you're going to actually have the fulfillment that you desire and long for in your spirit. Now, in the larger context of what it is that we're in and the things that we're facing right now in the world, you want to be able to flow with what the Spirit of the Living God is doing right now. You need to, because there's many, many times and there's many things that are going to happen and take place, and God has a reason and for you being here. And it's not about how long you live on this earth, okay? Jesus left this world and left this planet at 33. So it's not about time. It's about, you want to be, it's quality. Because here's the thing, you could live for a really long period of time and never have gotten on God's page. In which case, all that extra time is wasted and it's nothing in the scope of eternity. But if you're on God's track for 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, that, and a person lives till they're 21, and they were on track for 2 years and did the will of God, that life is worth far more in an eternal context than the person that lives to their 95 and never does anything of what God has for them to do. Never walks in the Spirit, never seeks His counsel, never seeks His direction. So it's not about how long you live and can you stretch certain things out and can you do this and can you do that. No, it's not about that at all. It's about, are you on track with Him? Are you walking with Him? Is He 100% in control and Lord over your life? Yes or no? And only you can answer that question. Only you know that before the living God. Only you know that. So just yield. That's yield. That's surrender. And now what's God doing with so many people that have yielded and surrendered to Him? He's having them pray. He's having them engage in the realm of the Spirit. He's having them push back and expose the works of the devil. And they're happening. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we pray, things change. When we pray, things happen. I'm just seeing, just even recently, and just praying over some of these things that are going on in weather and hurricanes, and just watching as we stepped up and God would quicken us to pray, and as we've done that, how things changed. Supernatural changes resulting in totally different things taking place than what was predicted, because your prayers are more powerful than the agendas of man or the predictions of man. Your prayers can change everything. When they say this is going to happen and that's going to happen, no. The only thing that's going to happen is what the kingdom of the living God wants to happen. And He has you pray in order to move things in a particular direction for His will, His plan, His purpose. That's why the devil wants you out of place and out of position. Because if he can get you into another direction, if he can get you wrapped up in your own pain and your own struggle, if he can get your mind off the things of God, and if he can get them on the things of the world, now he can immobilize you and take you out of the fight. But God says your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And God needs you to be engaged. Wants you to be engaged. And your fulfillment is in the engagement. Your fulfillment is in fighting the good fight of faith. You're here at such a time as this because God wants you to be engaged in the fight. All right? You got to understand, this is a word from God. He wants you engaged. He does not want you sitting there, watching, and observing, and pondering. No, this is not the time for that. This is the time to be engaged, to pray, to seek His face, and to do the will of the Father on earth. Do you understand? There's little things that you can do. There's things that are there, and life is not all, you know, there's beauty in the world that's around us too. And God wants you to enjoy the whole thing because it's all part of the journey. But you got to be in step with Him. And you have to get out of your own mind and your own thinking and be in this moment with Christ because He is I am. Attune into the Spirit and do the will of the Father and what He has for you to do. And know that God is with us. Listen, the body of the living God is the body of Christ is rising up and moving in the power that they have. Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world, all right? The greater power is in you. The greater power is in you. All authority, Jesus said, on heaven and on earth is given unto me. Therefore go. You make disciples of all nations. Go and do what I tell you. Go and walk in obedience. Listen to the voice of the Spirit of the living God. You need that no man should teach you when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, because He's going to teach you. He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. When He leads and guides you, do what He tells you to do. Yeah, we love you guys, all right? Know that. Know there's people out there that love you, that pray for you, that want you to continue on and continue strong in the journey that God has for you. All right? You're not on your own in this at all. Tons of you guys out there. Thank you guys for those of you that have been writing in and saying hi. We don't always get to respond to everybody, and we don't always respond to everybody, but we try to read at least everything that comes in. And then this is kind of sometimes an easier way to just feedback to everybody, is just through the audio, because we can cover a lot. And there's a lot going, you know. And so we try to use we try to redeem the time and to do the most with what we can right now. So. But just know that, you know, there's a lot of people out there all over the world. Oh my gosh. You guys are all over the world. And just know that God loves you. God's with you. And, you know, we pray for you. And we trust that God is going to complete and to do all that He intends in each and every one of your lives as you look to Him. So be encouraged. You know, keep your eyes on Him. Ride the wave, all right? We've been talking about this, and you remember when we started talking about this stuff, and, you know, there's a few things, there's audios that have been along the way that have been there to help you know in advance so that you could prepare yourself mentally and spiritually for what you're in right now. Ride the wave. You need to keep your eyes on Christ. Be aware but not distracted. That's a huge difference. You can be aware of what's going on around you, but you can also keep from being distracted by it. I know sometimes the desire is there for people to get some relief, and you want to self-medicate, you want to do, you know, whatever, you know, you want to try to bury your head with, you know, and I can understand that. Escapes, you know, are people want to look for that. But listen, you got to be aware, but not distracted. And you got to pray. And you want, ideally, if you can find natural things that can help take some of the stress off and some of the... So that's why exercise is good. That's why getting out in nature is good. Those are good things. Those are things that are going to be more positive for your spirit as compared to the things that may tear you down more. They may give you some relief or some release, but they're going to also tear you down a bit. So you want to just even seek God in that. You know, just ask God. Just say, all right, Lord, I'm feeling like this. What shall I do? But, you know, all of this is part of learning the art of life. And the art of life as you are a follower of Christ. Okay? So, with that, just know we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Praying for you guys. Love you. Bye. Bye.